Revival and Reformation. What are these two terms? Revival means starting again, making a new beginning, getting new zeal. Reformation means a reorganization, a change in attitudes, a change in direction, a change in lifestyle. The need for a revival and reformation is vital. In our opening text, the Lord calls upon the priests, who in Israel were the only ones who blew the trumpet. You read off in the book of Numbers, continually to blow. It's present, continuous, imperative. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Zion was the citadel of Jerusalem, the very heart of the capital. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. My holy mountain is a figure of speech for the people of God, the church of God. When the alarm is sounded in the citadel, in the very church of God, the inhabitants of the land will tremble. The word fear is sometimes rejected by people today as being unworthy of a Christian. The Bible uses fear many times. It uses trembling many times. When we consider the day of the Lord, we should run scared. Fear is the beginning of wisdom. The day of the Lord is coming. It is near at hand. And so the time for the revival and reformation is extremely important. It helps prepare God's people to be ready when Christ comes. Part number one, the need for revival and reformation. Many of the people of God are half alive. They are half dead. They are half asleep. They are half awake. They need to be roused. That's the revival part. Their lifestyle needs to be reorganized. That's the reformation part. We all need revival. We all need reformation. God says, turn ye even to me with all your heart. The heart, out of it are the issues of life, is the central directive part of personality. It's the mind. It's the will. With all our heart, this is holiness, wholeness for God. We are to turn toward Him with fasting. The true fasting is self-discipline. It's control of eating, working, sleeping, every activity. It's control, discipline. With weeping, with an emotional realization that we are unworthy, and with mourning, with a recollection that our lives have not been what they ought to be. We are to break our hearts, rend them, tear them asunder, not your garments. That is, don't indulge in outward activity, but with inner change, and turn unto the Lord your God. He is gracious, full of grace, mercy, and He gives you a second chance. He is slow to anger, of great kindness, and turns away His mind from doing the evil that He had announced. 40 days, Nineveh shall be destroyed. When God saw the Ninevites repent, He turned His mind too, and the evil that should have come to them did not come. Part number two, discovering satanic counterfeits. Satan is ever ready to deceive. He is the wily one. His great policy is kill and eat. He has instilled that in every creature that you see. Kill and eat. The stronger kills the weaker, devours it. And Jesus, speaking to the people of his time, said, you are the father, the devil. The lusts of your father, you do. you indulge in competition, you want to advance on the crushed bones of your adversaries. Satan is a murderer from the beginning. The very lifestyle of the present generation is to get on, to get ahead, to push out of the way. He continues this way because there's no truth in him. When he speaks of a lie, he invents it. He's the father of lies. Ego, self-exaltation, pride, dominance, hate, cursing, lying. These are the substitutes to the principles of Christianity. In place of ego, self must die. In place of self-exaltation, there must be humility and service. In place of dominance, there must be yielding to the other, each thinking the other better than itself. In place of hate, there must be love. So we discover the counterfeit when we see these satanic principles manifest. Part number three, new light. What is new light? Well, I've come to the conclusion there is nothing new. The light is there all the time. Just like little kittens, after a while, open their eyes and see. In each generation, there are people who open their eyes and see. Light has been there all the time, but their eyes have been shut. When the eye salve has anointed them, they suddenly discover something that may have been all around them for a long time. There are many, though, who claim to have found new light. What are their characteristics? They do not call, when the true light has been discovered, the discoverer does not call attention to a discovery. He doesn't emphasize minutiae. He does not condemn all who do not agree and see eye to eye with him. He does not adopt a holier-than-thou attitude. He does not exclude basics. He shares simply and lovingly insights that the Lord has given to him. We think of Martin Luther. But what did he discover that wasn't in existence all the time? We think of William Miller. What did he invent? Nothing. In each age, there is an emphasis. God brings this about. But as one studies through the years, the history of the advancement, so to speak, of revelation, it is simply a discovery by the help of God's grace of truth that is already there in the Word of God. Signs of true reformation. Beware of false prophets who come in sheep's clothing. They are like ravening wolves. They kill, they hate, they scatter, they devour. You know them by their fruits. This is a false reformation. When the true reformation comes about, the Spirit of Christ, the Lamb, will be manifest. Gentleness, kindness, love, tolerance, the fruits of the Spirit. The message will be according to the Word of God. There will be no yes buts. There will be no condemnation of previous expositors who are accused of falsity. When the true reformer appears, he will be biblical, he will be Christ-like, and he will be gentle, and there will be no fighting and contention connected with his ministry. Part number five, some elements of reformation. Put off the old nature. The old nature has produced a certain lifestyle. Change it. The things that belong to your former manner of life, put them off. Corrupt, deceit. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. This word renewed is relighted, rekindled, like the seven-branch candlestick. Let your mind be moment by moment relighted, as the candlestick was relighted morning and evening. Put on a new nature. That's the nature of Christ. Let the Holy Spirit open your eyes to discern possibilities. Read carefully in the Scriptures and see how Christ lived. See what instruction he gives. See what the Bible teaches. And then ask God to give you grace to appropriate. Your language might be full of obscenity, blasphemy, cuss words, or useless expletives. Ask God to help you weed them out. In your family, there may be all kinds of yelling and shouting. Father yells at the children, the mother yells at the children, the father and mother yell at each other. You realize that Christ does not contend nor lift his voice in the street. So work on that. Ask the Lord to give you grace to overcome. We put off the old nature continually. We die to self. We allow the grace of God to help us put on the new nature, created in the likeness of God. A manifestation of that likeness was in Jesus Christ. He will give us righteousness that is imputed. He will give us righteousness that is imparted. And we must set out to put into practice. We must read the Bible. We must pray. We must do this. And as we read and as we pray, the Holy Spirit will awaken in our minds. This is something you ought to do. Then we must ask God for grace in that specific thing. Healthful living, in dress and fashion, these are areas in which we must choose to allow the grace of God to accomplish changes in our lifestyle. Part number 6, how to accomplish this revival and reformation. Now in Romans 2, 1 and 2, Paul says, quit allowing the world to squeeze you into its mold. We must quit. We must choose not to. We teach our stop smoking visitors to say, I choose not to smoke. We must say that every day. I choose not to lie. I choose not to gossip. I choose not to think evil thoughts. We must quit. And then when we choose, we say, Lord, I believe, help now my unbelief. This is the way we work out our own salvation, with fear and trembling. Remember, it is God that works in us. We quit allowing the world to squeeze us into its mold. Then we let God bring about a metamorphosis. This is the word he uses. Egg, worm, caterpillar, chrysalis, butterfly. This is the metamorphosis. We allow God to make the changes in our minds. And then we assay in practice what is God's good, acceptable, and perfect will. We must do this. Christ works within. We work out under the direction of a converted intellect and the power of the Holy Spirit. Thus, with open face, eyes anointed with the eyes of Jesus Christ, the center, the objective of our living, we grow, we move from one stage of victory to another. We kneel down and pray and say, Lord, search me and try me and show me. And the Lord shows me and says, look, you criticize too much. Quit. Then we say, Lord, help me to quit. Then we are led into temptation. We come up against other critics, and soon we are pooling our criticism. And then suddenly we remember. We dart up a little prayer, Lord, deliver me from the evil one. Keep me from falling. Give me grace. And thus, day by day, as the Holy Spirit works into our lives, we willingly, submissively allow him to work out of our lives the various qualities of Christ's life that will bring about true revival and reformation.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. This is a digital recording for optimum sound quality. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministry.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage you. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He is coming soon.